Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
X-Man, and from Sunday Best, here is Jamal Roberts with He's Preparing Me.
Later, I've been through
Real Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists tell their stories. I am honored to have on the program with me this anointed man of God, Brother Jamal Roberts. Thank you for joining us on Real Gospel, my friend.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Now, for a small disclaimer, I've got to let you know that this past season I served as a preliminary judge on Sunday Best. But I don't believe you came before my group, so just to let you know. So look, tell the listeners just a little bit about you. I always say, just in case there is someone who found Christ on yesterday and they are new to gospel music, new to the gospel experience, tell them just a little bit about yourself and how you first came to fall in love with Jesus.
Okay, yeah. My name is Jamal Roberts. I'm from Meridian, Mississippi. I'm not a PK, but my granddaddy was a preacher, and I was in church all my life, Sundays, Tuesdays, Fridays, you know, revivals, all that. So it became a lifestyle of mine. You know, church was just where I needed, you know, to get refilled and revived and all of those good things. So, I mean, I just say stay faithful to God, and He'll stay faithful to you. I mean, He's been showing me so much favor, you know, even when the man, you know, didn't even want to give me a chance, you know, but God just saw fit for me to be in these positions, and I thank Him for it. But all I can just say is just stay faithful to God, and He's going to remain faithful to you because He's already faithful.
Amen. I appreciate that. So you say you're not a PK, but truly the calling, at least to minister in song, at least, has fallen upon you, and you've answered that call. So how did that come about?
My grandmother asked me at a young age, she said, "Did you want to sing or do you want to sing?" And I was like, "Grandma, I want to sing." And ever since then, you know, singing has been a passion of mine, but it becomes personal now. The first time it became personal to me, I was singing a song and the words just really touched me. And you know, it's something like Uncle Kirk said. He said, "Jamal, you gotta stop closing your eyes," he said, "because what you have, no one else have." And he said, "For you to do that and then just sing to yourself," he said, "that's selfish." So you know, I took that and I ran with it. You know, now I'm not selfish while singing. You know, I just give to the people of God what God has given me, and then you know, everything else falls in place.
So a little bit about your background. You already said that you are from Meridian, Mississippi. Tell us a little bit about, you know, Meridian and what it was like growing up there and some of the things you did.
Meridian, small town. Everybody knew everybody, basically. You were family, you know, it's a lot going on there now. You know, different things, mm-hmm. different people want to be in charge and all of this. So it's a lot of confusion, but you know, it's a small city. You know, not many came out of Meridian, Mississippi. You know, we mm-hmm. had some people come out of Mississippi, but not Meridian. Mm-hmm. So, you know, next week, my mayor and the governor is throwing me a parade, you know, so I must be doing something right.
You are doing a lot of things right if they're throwing you a parade. And but that's a great honor. I mean, that truly is a great honor. And, you know, to God be the glory. And tell us the backdrop for people who did not watch part of your story on Sunday Best. What prompted you to say, "I'm going to try out for this program and just see where God takes me"? What give us the story behind that?
The story by coming back on Sunday's Best?
Yes.
To be honest, you know, last season I was devastated. You know, I got eliminated at top 20. I just didn't see me going back on the show. But, you know, I took what the judges gave me and I ran with it, you know, and it built me up. I became an artist that following year. I mean, right after the show, I was booked and busy, you know, learning more, learning from different people. And, you know, I was taking it all in. So I decided to give it another shot. But, you know, I have a great manager, by the way, who was able to pull all of this off. I got another shot on the show, and hey, I came with a different attitude and a different mindset. Mm-hmm. You know, I was also doing this for my daughter as well, you know. I wanted her to see, you know, you don't have to give up. You know, you don't have to stop doing what you're doing because you got to know. You know, because, you know, men don't have the final say-so. So, you know, I just gave it another shot.
Amen. Amen. And we're all the more grateful because you did. So the song, "He's Preparing Me," Talk to us a little bit about that song and who wrote it, and he's prepared you, that's for sure. So inspire us. What's going on with this song?
The background of this song, he's preparing me, you know, it speaks for itself. I've always been a singer, you know, people have done me wrong, you know, pushed me to the side, said I wasn't good enough, you know, but, you know, in the end of my song, it goes to a verb and it said it's a process. So, you know, all that I was doing, you know, it was not in vain. You know, God was, it was a process, and God is preparing me for later.
And so who wrote it?
One of my great partners, we worked on it together, Kadeem Morris, right in Mississippi. We worked on it together, but you know.
Okay, that's
God
awesome.
Did the rest.
God did the rest. And how long did it take for you to write the song? I mean, did it come together? Was it one night you all went into the studio and, you know, you closed the doors and, you know, you got into laboratory mode and God started speaking? The song just sort of birthed out of experiences and trying to give inspiration to the, you know, hundreds of thousands, if not even millions of people who need to know that God is preparing them. What's the motivation in it?
The motivation is probably over my life. It's most definitely off of my life story. You know, I start the song out with, you don't know all that I've been through in this life of mine. You know, that's personal. You know, but I'm pretty sure there's so many more people that have the same story as me, if not worse, you know, that can relate to this song. Because definitely it was a process. But like I said, when you stay faithful to God, he's going to stay faithful to you.
Amen. That's the truth. And so in the age of COVID-19, how has that changed being a recording artist? What are the things that you're finding yourself doing that are positive, and then also some of the things that are also a drawback?
Well, I find myself eating more since the pandemic, you know.
You and me both.
So I definitely found myself eating more, but you know, right now is the time, you know, to spend time with family. You know, stay home and be at peace, you know, because like it's during the COVID, you know, a lot of people are dying, but when you're in the presence of your own home with your own family, you know, it's peaceful. So I definitely thought that God tried to let us be still for a while because we was moving too much, you know, not realizing the good things we have at home, you know, in our families, the enjoyment of our families. And he's taken some of our family members, so, you know, it's difficult during this pandemic.
It is. Are you working on, and we're talking about your music, of course. For those of you who are just joining me for the interview, I want you to know that you're listening to Jamal Roberts. His latest song is called He's Preparing Me, and he is a young man who definitely loves the Lord and wants to continue to inspire so many people through the message that God has given him. And so I guess one of the other things that people might want to know are when you are at home during this age of COVID, and I guess this is for other artists who are sort of looking at you and trying to just, you know, get some knowledge from you. Do you keep a pad? Are you writing, working on more music? What's an artist doing in this age of COVID?
Well, artists is definitely fasting. I know I have been during this pandemic. I've definitely been fasting. Yes, I've been writing as well, working on some new things, you know, with some new people that I can't say of right now. But definitely expect something, you know, greater from me real soon.
And what was it like to, you know, stand before persons, you know, giants in the music industry, such as, I know you work with Kirk, and, you know, definitely he's a giant and an inspiration. But also, what was it like to stand, you know, before Erica Campbell and Jonathan McReynolds and Kelly Price, you know, people who have carved out their own areas in the music industry itself? Each of them have their own lane. So what was it like to sort of be critiqued by them, be encouraged by them, get advice from them? What's that like?
It definitely felt good. And I knew that I had their honesty, especially with the critiquing. You know, they were giving me things that I needed, things that was going to make me a better artist. But they already told me that I could sing and I had the oil, but they said, now you're becoming an artist and you're ready to use both of them together. So it was definitely different. I definitely took what they told me. in the mind, and they're stored in my brain. They're not going anywhere. But, you know, just for them to be so humble, you know, not on a high pedestal and try to, bad mouth people or things like that. You know, their critiques, they wasn't rude. They, you know, they just gave it to you how they saw fit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And so in working with Kirk, you called him Uncle Uncle Kirk. Yeah. So what advice did he give you that sort of helped you? We saw some of the clips, but, you know, there are a lot of things that go on behind the scenes that most people are not aware of. So what are some of the tips that he gave you that caused you to sort of just dig in and pull out more of what you thought you didn't knew you had? What were some of the things? If you can share them, of course you may not want to share all the tips, but some of the things you could probably share.
I mean, it was one critique that Uncle Kirk gave me, because Uncle Kirk was like, man, he said, he told me, he said, you can sing. He said, I don't care what nobody say. He said, you can sing anything. Anything you want to sing, you can sing. But that's when he got into ministry mode, and he was like, but you stop, I spoke on it earlier. He said, you got to stop being selfish. He said, because me singing, you know, me with my eyes closed is different. You know, it becomes personal, but I tend to do that a lot. But now I open my eyes a whole lot more, and I interact, you know, with the crowd, and I do all of this and all of that. He said, that's not being selfish. He said, that's going to make you an artist.
Wow. That is amazing. So why did you have your eyes closed? Was that sort of like a crutch or something that you just let me do, and you just didn't realize you were doing it?
You know, it was. I don't know. I've been doing that since I was singing when I was a little boy. You know, my eyes always be closed.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I would have them open and didn't know they was closed, because that's how deep I'd be into the song.
Yeah.
But other than that, I don't know. I just don't know.
That is absolutely amazing. All right. So you mentioned you have a daughter. Would you like to give her a shout out right now?
Of course. My baby girl, Harmony Roberts. She's going to be 2 in November coming up. She know daddy loves her.
Oh, yeah. And it sounds like you are a wonderful father. And for the listeners, as we wrap up this interview, I really want to tell you thank you so much for joining us. 2 things before we go. 1, can you give a shout out to your church? And if you have online services or however you are having them, give us the information in case someone wants to, you know, chime in.
We're actually not having church right now.
Okay. That's understandable.
Still,
yes. Still
on recess.
I got you.
Yeah.
What's the name of the church?
Union Grove Baptist Church.
Okay. Union Grove Baptist Church in Meridian, Mississippi.
No, it's actually in Forest, Mississippi.
Forest, Mississippi. Okay. So we're going to continue to keep your church in prayer as God continues to help us through this season in our lives. And for the listeners who would like more information about you, how to reach you, how to find He's Preparing Me, where should they go? What are your social media outlets?
They can follow me on Facebook, Jamal Roberts. They can follow me on Instagram at Official Jamal Roberts. They can follow me on Twitter at Just Sing Jamal. And my booking number is 404-490-9996. Again, I say 404-490-9996. I would love to come to your city, so call that number so we can make it happen.
Hey, man, that's an Atlanta number, man. What you doing with a hot Atlanta number?
That's my manager's number.
Ah, okay, that's right. What's his name, by the way?
My manager's name is Carlton.
All right, Carlton, we appreciate you for making this happen. And I really want to, again, just say thank you for taking time out of your schedule to just join us on today, and to just inspire the listeners, and to just let them know how much you love the Lord. And I want you to support this young man, everybody. Once again, his name is Jamal Roberts. The single is called He's Preparing Me. Thank you to Gospel Central for all the help with this interview. Brother Jamal, thank you so much for joining us on Real Gospel.
Thank you.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Men and the Real Flashback Song of